Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But think about this. I want you to see this report right here. The USS carrier Harry Truman, and Harry Truman was the president that signed the paperwork now to be able to confirm Israel as a nation, and said that the force of America would stand behind Israel in this. I mean, it's a significant thing. Well, the reports are that off the coast of in the Mediterranean, Iran, who our president wanted to see that they could actually be armed during this treaty, and fired a missile, and they missed our aircraft carrier by 1,500 yards. Take a look at this.
There are new tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a close call, involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and an Iranian rocket. U.S. military officials say Iran's Navy began conducting a live fire exercise last week while the USS Harry S. Truman was traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. A rocket apparently came within 1,500 yards of the aircraft carrier. One of the officials from Iran said that they were not targeting the ship, but the action was, quote, unnecessarily provocative and unsafe. Iran says it was a planned training exercise and that all the vessels had been.
Well, think about that. That's huge to be able to fire a missile anywhere near America's aircraft carrier. An aircraft carrier, by the way, that can respond with significant force and change, eliminate probably more than likely that with a sub, an entire nation. And it happened. And what did we do? Reportedly nothing. I mean, things are happening today, just shakes your mind. At the very same time, you think about this, that President Harry Truman in 1948, you're looking at him right here, he is was the one that stood up and said, you know what? And you're looking at the first prime minister of Israel. And this is the airport. When you see the airport that's named after, it's named after this first prime minister of Israel, Ben-Gurion. And now the Truman, the aircraft carrier that has his name on it, is the one that's missed by 1,500 yards by a country who hates Israel, who hates the fact that Israel even exists. They think that they need to push Israel into the sea, some all the reports are and what they say. And it's like, you know, what are we doing? What's happening? Where are we going? It looks like when you see things coming together that, you know, if we don't wake up, I mean, God is allowing this thing to go as far as our rebellion will take it. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, he said he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal our land. And so it's not about a political answer. It's not about some United Nations answer. It's not a military aspect of it or a governmental aspect of it. It's for the church, those that are called and follow the name of Jesus Christ and follow his teachings, for us to go, God, I'm sorry, I've sinned. And turn back. This is major incidences that are taking place right here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.